Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Illinois authorities are reminding people that threatening to hurt students or anyone else at a school is no joke. State associations representing Illinois police chiefs, sheriffs, and state's attorneys issued a new release Wednesday. They say law enforcement takes threats of school violence seriously, no matter the age of the person making them or whether they intended it as a prank. They warn that threats made personally or through social media or other means will be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The crime is punishable by years in prison. The statement comes less than a month after 17 people died in a shooting at a Florida high school. Officials with the Wayne City Matters organization have announced a meeting at the Wayne City Community Building on Tuesday, March 13th at 3:30 p.m. in regards to the upcoming Wayne City Easter egg hunt. During Tuesday afternoon's meeting, there will be 5,000 eggs filled for the egg hunt. The Wayne City Easter egg hunt will be held on Saturday, March 31st at 10 a.m. at the Wayne City Park. They will need volunteers to help rope off areas and hide the eggs. Those that are interested in helping at the community building and or during the day of the egg hunt should call Angela Hedden at 618-599-4522. You can also contact them through their Facebook page, Wayne City Matters.
Post Frame Buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmi and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
The Fairfield City Council will meet at 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 13th in the Council Chambers of City Hall. On the agenda is authorizing an intergovernmental agreement for the Wayne County Drug Task Force, a street closing request for the upcoming Fairfield Community High School prom, and an update on tax increment financing and a federal grant regarding the airport. In other news, a Fairfield man has been sentenced to 180 years in prison after being found guilty of sexually abusing his daughter over the course of 2 years. 49-year-old Raymond M. Morris was sentenced Friday morning on six Class X felony charges of predatory criminal sexual assault. The special prosecutor in the case, appellate prosecutor Linda Lampkin, had argued for 20 years in prison for each of the six felony convictions. However, Judge Barry L. Vaughn departed from Lampkin's request and instead handed Morris 30 years each. The minimum sentence available to Judge Vaughn was 6 years on each count, with a maximum of 60 years. Under Illinois law, Morris will have to serve each sentence consecutively, one after the other. Under oath and sentencing, Morris will have to serve at least 85% of his time behind bars. On a misdemeanor conviction of domestic battery, Judge Vaughn sentenced Morris to time served in the county jail, 165 days, plus all mandatory fines, fees, and court costs. The victim in this case, now 18 years old, gave a victim's impact statement during the sentence hearing. The victim told Judge Vaughn that Morris had beaten her, forced her to watch porn, and sexually abused her. She added that Morris had cut her from any contact with her grandparents and brother. He also refused to allow her to attend the funeral of her brother, who was killed in a traffic accident. The victim added that Morris stole her childhood and turned her world upside down. "I missed out on being a kid," the victim said. "The abuse began when I was 10 years old." Testifying for Mr. Morris was his employer, Ryan Peter, who said the defendant was a good worker, very reliable, and good-natured. He worked for Mr. Peter as a tank truck driver. Also testifying for Morris was Amy Carroll, a longtime friend of Morris. She said that Morris had paid for her college and helped her in many other ways along the way. She added that it was hard to believe that Morris could have been committed the crimes he was convicted of. Raymond Morris was given an opportunity to address the court before his sentencing, but declined to do so. Morris was returned to the Wayne County Jail, pending transfer to a state prison. Each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified exceptional patient care and customer service internally and externally. In March, Kayla Warren, who works in the Human Resources Department, was named Employee of the Month. Kayla has been with Fairfield Memorial Hospital for the past year. Her organizational skills have been important in ensuring the smooth operation of the Human Resources Department. Kayla is extremely compassionate and willing to help everyone. Kayla's wonderful sense of humor and her positive attitude is contagious. Kayla's due diligence in ensuring everything is always in order is one of her key strengths. She displays her deep commitment to our facility and everything she does, and I'm very grateful to have her in my department, stated the Director of Human Resources. In other news, kindergarten registration for Mount Airy School will be held on Monday, March 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. This registration is for all students who will be entering kindergarten in the fall at Mount Airy School. In order to enroll in kindergarten, a child must be 5 years old by September 1st, 2018. Please bring a certified copy of the child's birth certificate and your child's social security card or number. Immunization records, eye exam, dental exam, and verification of lead screening are necessary by the first day of school. The registration will consist of processing the above paperwork and touring the kindergarten classroom. The school nurse will be also available to talk to parents. In order to cut down on waiting time, please call the school office, 854-2611, to make an appointment to register your child for kindergarten. In other news, a number of items salvaged from the Wayne City High School Ag Building that burnt last January will be put up for sale. School officials say they sifted through the ashes and recovered some items from the fire. Through some of the items were salvaged, none of it can be brought back into the school. The Wayne City Alumni Association sorted and organized the items and now have plans to sell them to their annual FFA banquet. The public can view these items Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the old H.B. Williamson building located at the end of Summer Street in Wayne City. Kindergarten registration for the Johnsonville School will be held on Tuesday, March 20th from 3 to 5 p.m. This registration is for all students who will be entering kindergarten in the fall at Johnsonville School. In order to enroll in kindergarten, a child must be 5 years old by September 1st, 2018. Please bring a certified copy of your child's birth certificate, immunization records, and social security number to the registration. A physical examination, eye exam, dental exam, up-to-date immunization records, and verification of lead screening are necessary by the first day. This registration will consist of processing the above paperwork and touring the kindergarten classroom. The school nurse will also be available to talk to parents. In order to cut down on waiting time, please call the school office at 673-3044 to make an appointment to register your child for kindergarten. The Frontier Community College Bobcat softball team is selling tickets for a seventh-inning stretch fundraiser. With tickets to be drawn on Tuesday, March 27th, tickets can be purchased for a chance to win up to $500. On the day of the drawing, one name will be drawn for each inning, and cash prizes will be awarded in the following order. In the first inning, $50. The second inning, $50. The third inning, $50. And the fourth inning, $50. In the fifth inning, $100. The sixth inning, $100. And the seventh inning, $500. Tickets cost $10 each and can be purchased from any softball athlete. For more information, contact Julie Bryant, Coordinator of Marketing and Public Information at the college.
The online auction has been extended. For a limited time, get up to 50% off all items, including tires, gift certificates for eye care, floor coverings, food, beauty items, and much more, including a beautiful leather sofa and love seat valued at close to $3,000. Go to WFIWradio.com or WRUL.com and check out the amazing savings. It's our online auction going on now. Don't miss the huge deals.
The original company radio stations presents Comedy Night in Vincennes. Featuring Bob and Tom comedians Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold. March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. With a full cash bar from Willie's Pub. And French Lick's very own Joe Dirt lookalike as a bartender. And after the show, we'll have karaoke and a meet and greet. Comedy Night in Vincennes. With Kostaki Economopoulos and Josh Arnold. March 23rd at Adams Coliseum. Buy tickets now at tocbigdeals.com.
Crude oil is at $55, unchanged since yesterday. Carla Sue Randall, 38 years old, a resident of Carmel, Illinois, passed away Saturday, March 3, 2018. She was born March 25, 1979, in Elgin, Illinois, to James Williams and Pamela Randall. Carla is survived by her daughter, Kathleen Randall of McLeansboro, Mother Pamela Randall of McLeansboro, and several cousins, including P.J. Rustin of Carmi. There will be no formal services for Carla Sue Randall at this time. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Jean R. Hertzman died at Green Acres Assisted Living Home in Michigan on Wednesday, March 7th. An Alma High School graduate with the class of 1943, Jean enlisted in the Army Air Corps and served until his discharge in 1946. Jean worked in a variety of retail management positions during his life, such as G.C. Murphy, dime stores, Western Auto franchises, and finally selling and serving oil-filled equipment. He was a 32nd degree Mason and had been a member of the Masonic Order for over 58 years, as well as being a longtime Shriner. He is survived by daughter Cynthia Crean of Richmond, Texas, a son, Michael Jean of Mount Pleasant, and grandchildren Patrick Crean, Andrew Crean, Sean Hertzman, and great-grandchildren Amelia Elizabeth Hertzman and Alex Scott Hertzman, and brother Robert of Higgins Lake. A private burial in southern Illinois will occur Monday, March 12th. A memorial service and luncheon will be held at Clark Family Funeral Chapel on May 9th at 11 a.m. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Mid-Michigan Hospice Services. 89-year-old McLeansboro resident May Bell Inman died at 8:16 a.m. Saturday, March 10th at her home. A member of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, she worked as a cook at the Thompsonville Cafe in Thompsonville, Illinois. Survivors include four daughters, Carol L. Wiggins and husband David of McLeansboro, Sharon Kelly of Thompsonville, Tessa Evans and husband Terry of Marion, Illinois, and Regina Zook and husband Randy of Bloomfield, Missouri, a son, Randy Evans, and wife Vicki of Kenneth City, Illinois, a stepdaughter, Linda Myers, and husband Mike of Chester, Illinois, her dog, Patches, a daughter-in-law, Carol Evans of East Prairie, Missouri, four sisters, Modena Skaggs of East Prairie, Missouri, Ruby Flowers and Jewel Young of Princeton, Kentucky, and Linda Cogdill of Peoria, Illinois, 18 grandchildren, 39 great-grandchildren, and 12 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for May Bell Inman will be 11 a.m. Wednesday, March 14th at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial at Antioch Cemetery. Visitation will be from 6 to 8 Tuesday evening, March 13th, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Memorials can be made to the Bloomfield Veterans Cemetery and will be accepted at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
Time now for a look at sports. In the NBA, the Hornets stung the Suns, 122-115. The Heat burnt the Wizards, 129-102. Mavericks over the Grizzlies, 114-80. Thunder struck the Spurs, 104-94. Clippers beat the Magic, 113-105. In the NHL, the Bruins stomped the Blackhawks, 7-4. Golden Knights over the Sabres, 2-1. The Lightning struck the Canadiens, 3-2. The Flyers flew past the Jets, 2-1. Avalanche crushed the Coyotes, 5-2. The Blues destroyed the Kings, 7-2. Capitals over the Sharks, 2-0. The Maple Leafs defeated the Penguins, 5-2. The Panthers beat the Rangers, 4-3. Devils over the Predators, 3-2. And the Oilers slid past the Wild, 4-1. In Major League Baseball, the Orioles stomped the Pirates, 13-5. Yankees destroyed the Mets, 10-3. The Nationals tied with the Astros, 2-2. Rays over the Phillies, 5-3. The Braves obliterated the Pirates, 15-1. Marlins beat the Cardinals, 7-3. Blue Jays defeated the Tigers, 6-3. Brewers won against the Rockies, 9-2. Rangers over the Athletics, 8-2. The White Sox and the Cubs tied at 4. Giants defeated the Angels, 11-8. The Indians tied with the Padres at 8. The Diamondbacks poisoned the Royals, 10-3. Mariners over the Reds, 5-2. And the Dodgers defeated the Cubs, 6-5.
rain or snow, Grundman's has it all. Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes. We have a large selection of boots for whatever you may need. Waterproof, insulated, safety toe, or soft toe. Grundman's can fit you in the perfect boot. And if you just can't seem to get rid of your favorite old pair, don't worry, we can patch and repair most styles. So stop in and see me at Grundman's, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes. Taking care of your shoes since 1929.
Time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Tonight, a slight chance of showers mixing with snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 46, a low around 28. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 43 and a low around 25. Join our birthday and anniversary club. Just go to WFIWradio.com and click on the birthday club banner. We make winning easy. We're your classic hit station, or WFIW 104.9 FM.